improv games.
Hey.
Yes, our favorite, I don't know, category improv. I mean, you know, like being musical theater majors, we did a very good amount of improv games in our time.
Category is?
Improv games. Bring it to the runway. Runway.
Bring it to the podcast. Podcast. Bring it to the podcast.
Podcast. All right. Anchor better sponsor us for all these sound bites. Like, we give this podcast app so many good reviews and sound bites, yet where's our, you know, compensation? I don't get
Where's
it.
Where's our check? Where's our check?
Exactly. I mean,
if they ain't paying your bills, don't pay them no mind. Like Mama Ruth said.
Right, but we kind of have to pay them mine because we use the app, so...
But
you know, that ties in the first rule of improv.
Is a... Are we going actual rules?
No, I'm just saying, like a general rule of improv is don't deny your partner. Or
never.
Never. Or, like, you know, say no or turn them down. Like, it's always yes and... but we will get into, you know, a little improv spiel. But first, I would just like to introduce, coming in from stage right, we have the fantabulous Stacy.
Hey, call me Jigsaw, because I always be playing them games.
Love it.
And we have from stage left. Kerrigan's.
You know what they say, heat always rises, and I always come out on the top. Yes!
Perfection.
Okay, that is our classic Real Housewives tagline segment, so.
Check that.
Check that off, and Bravo can send us the paycheck anytime now.
We're just going to be getting money from, like, everything pretty soon.
I mean, hopefully. I mean... We're, like, providing, like, endless taglines that, like, they don't have to come up with that often, like, once a year for each season. So, like, we've done it 5 weeks in a row. So.
Where's the money?
Where's the money, Andy Cohen?
Where are the jokes?
Where are the jokes? All right. So, let's discuss the, you know, meaty part of our podcast. And that is going to be improv, baby.
Improv. Oh, I do declare.
Blair St. Clair.
Boo.
All right. So, like I mentioned, both of us being actors, we have to be quick on our feet with improv. You know what? I'm going to cut really quick right here because I really want to tell you the story about what happened when I got home from work, and then we'll dive into improv. I can edit around it.
Yes.
But, like, I just, because I literally just remembered that I wanted to start off with that and I forgot, and then we'll, you know, dive into it. Because this is funny and it involves Brooke. All right. Break. All right. Before we dive into improv really quick, I wanted to tell you what happened when I got home from work today. So I was on the phone, actually, with our very special Dr. BJPP, who even makes an appearance in our second episode.
Oh, love
you know,
her.
She was just giving me all the life advice, you know, that I needed, as always.
Okay.
And I get home, and I get out of my car, and we continue to talk while I get inside, and I'm putting my stuff down, blah, blah, blah. Stacy, I open the blinds for my balcony. There's a fucking dead bird.
Shut up.
So I kind of like exclaimed a little like with Brooke, and I walk away. I turn my back to it, and she's like, "What? What?" I'm like, "There's a fucking dead bird laying on my fucking balcony, dead." And she was like, "Well, is it like breathing? Is it stomach like moving?" I was like, "It's on its fucking back. It's dead.
Is it breathing? Is it moving? No, it's dead, no, Brooke.
No, Brooklyn. It was D-E-A-D, dead. So I, like, go back to the, you know, door and look out at it again. And I, like, dry heaved a little bit because I hate birds so much. Like, they're my biggest fear. I couldn't look at it. So I'm like, Brooke, I have two options. It's on like a rug. I can either like flip the rug, you know, like shake it up.
Oh my God.
Let the bird fly off. I was like, or I have my broom. And I was like, I'm just going to grab the broom and like push it off, the dead bird off my balcony.
Oh my God.
So I go to get the broom. And you know what Dr. BJPP enlightens me with?
What?
She goes, this is because you read that demon book and this is the omen it sent. I was like, God damn it, Dr. BJPP.
Oh, I mean, where's the lie, though?
I mean, hopefully it is a lie because that happens. You know, but life happens.
That is like the first sign. That's the first sign.
All right. All right. So I grabbed the broom. I'm like, I really hope no one's like walking under outside. And I was like, I can't have this burn on my balcony though. So I got the broom, opened the door, and I lined it up. And I just did one like mighty shove. And the bird was like, I'm like a bird, I want to fly away. But he was on the ground. And there's a bunch of birds outside. I'm like, oh, these damn birds. They probably,
They were there for his funeral.
Get it? It was a coup. Oh, my God. So funny. Oh, my God. So I pushed it off. That was good.
Listen, the birds were having a little memorial for the one that died. That's exactly.
And they look and they just see me like shoving it off the balcony.
They probably saw like him trying to fly one last time. They're like, he's okay, folks.
Right.
He's got it.
Terrence is good. He's fooling.
Terrence is good.
No.
Terrence just had too much of that bird seed.
Right. He'll be good. No.
No.
So I push him off, lock the door, and then I go outside for my walk, and I looked, and the dead bird is just laying in the grass. So I was like, that's not attractive, but some animal will probably eat it.
I love how you don't give this bird a proper funeral.
The other what bird about it? Did.
How do you, what do you mean? They just looked at him while he died.
We just had a full conversation about it. You said they were there for a memorial.
Which is not a funeral.
All right. Well, basically, I get back home and I see like birds flying around kind of outside. And I was like, no, I was like, let this be a lesson. See what happens?
Just like the bird was an omen to you that was like left by the world on your balcony, you flipping the bird off with your broom was an omen to the other birds.
Flip the bird. I'll be here all week.
That
yeah.
was my joke.
But I made it funny. It was my no, you no, I made it funny. You just said a normal sentence, then I made the pun out of it. So you're welcome.
Because I literally said the words that then gave you the ability to repeat it.
Yeah, you said it as a sentence, and then I said it as a joke, and you were like, that was my joke.
How would... But right. I said it all first! Right.
You said a regular sentence, and then I found the pun in it.
Listeners of the podcast, please, we have a poll going.
It's on my Twitter at KeithZ9. I just posted it already.
Or you can email toots@gmail.com, which is 2HOOTZ and @gmail.com.
And let us know, was that Stacy's joke or Keith's joke? And keep in mind, Stacy said a simple sentence without laughing. Or anything, and then
it's called dry humor. Like,
no, you all right, we'll let the audience decide.
Listen, I hope that I come. I like literally,
that's what she said.
All right, because you said it doesn't mean it's funny.
No, if you said that's what she said, and would I say, oh, good joke, or I'd be like, no, that's Michael Scott's joke,
just because he said that's what
exactly. Moving on.
No, that's completely different. No, that's completely different than someone saying you. What you did was when I said something, or we've all had this happen, where you say something in a group setting, and it you say it, and then someone repeats it, and then everyone gets the joke, but you said the same exact thing. Like, that's what you just did.
You know, whatever helps you sleep at night.
You know what? Just because I'm right.
No, you're not, because I know for a fact when you said that, you did not have any full intention of the analogy flipping the bird. You did not.
How did you not know? Were you in my head?
I heard it in your voice. I heard it in your voice. Because you would have been like, ha, 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 get it?
Well, you cut me off before I could say anything.
No. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toots and a holler. @gmail.com. Help us
settle. If Brooke does not email.
Brooke, listen. @gmail.com. I don't want your answer in a text. I don't want it in a tweet. I want a direct email to the number 2, hoots with 2 O's, TZ.
And a holler.
And a holler.
Listen, I feel like our podcast is really a love letter to Brooke.
Basically, it's what it turns into.
It's how we communicate with her.
Right, I have no other way to communicate with her other than through this podcast. Brooke, please call home. Your family misses you. Please.
We hope this reaches you.
We hope this reaches you somehow. Please call home.
We just don't want your last breath and text to be wasted on you telling me that the one slur's lust that I have is valid.
Exactly. And
those can't be your last words.
Right. So thank you for tuning in to episode 5. Please call home. All right. So, one last little thing. I kind of said I would try to make this a recurring segment of the, what I call it, the BB update, Brian Bieber update.
Oh, yeah, We're tracking it.
And I have, like, a little one. So I texted him yesterday, and I was like, hey, like, do you have any plans this upcoming weekend? Because I know, like, your weekends book up fast. Ha ha, LOL. And... so stupid. So he replied pretty quickly, actually. He was like, yeah, I have plans Friday and Saturday. He's like, but Saturday might fall through, so I'll text you if it gets canceled. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'm option number 2.
And Brian, so I mean, option 2 is better than no option at all.
I mean, yeah, I accept that, but like, that's why I texted him Monday, because his weekend's supposedly just book up so fast. So I'll keep the pod updated if we hang out this Saturday or not, but that's my BB update of the day.
Love that. I love that journey for you.
Love that journey for you. So now we can get into the nitty gritty topic of the evening.
One would say that, you know, the best type of warm-up for a night of improv. Because I don't know if our audience know this, but in the theater, one does this thing called warming up.
Yes, you never did, but...
I didn't need to.
No, literally, you guys, like, we were in college, it'd be before a main stage musical, people are... fully warming up, like stretch, like literally doing your like acting warm ups. Stacey's fucking sitting there, like, I'm good. and then you were like every time, so like I didn't doubt you when you said that. You were like, I don't warm up for voice lessons. I was like, damn.
Say to mommy, like.
Oh, is that one of your famous Italian songs from Oakland?
Yeah, it is.
It's
crowning achievement.
Is that the one that you left in Tatiana's mailbox saying, I hope Tati got my music?
You just brought back a flood of memories I didn't even know I had.
Yeah, I distinctly remember that. Because it was like, it was towards the end, like where I think we're about to do like voice majors, whatever it is, you know, when we had to like
jury.
Thank you. Oh, I hated juries. But it was before we had to do our juries, and like you were very unprepared, and you had to like You had to give.
Listen, no. Level. Just because I was not at your level of preparedness does not mean I wasn't prepared.
You left your sheet music for Tatiana in her mailbox at like 5 p.m. the day before your voice jury is.
And she got it, didn't she?
Oh my god. And I just distinctly remember Tatiana, bless her heart, but I remember we hung out that night or something, and we were just like sitting there, and you were like, I hope Tati got my sheet music.
I passed.
I'm just unraveling so many memories at Oakland.
Literally, God.
Ugh, that's another podcast topic.
That's another story. Right.
We could make that a good topic.
We really, yeah. That's gonna, I'm putting that on the
Google Doc.
That on the Google Doc.
All right.
But no, for real, in college, we do this thing called warming up. I mean.
This thing.
This thing
that you, the average person wouldn't know about. Warming
up. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's just exclusive to the autists of the theater.
Yeah.
And so I think that if we're going to have a night of improv, what's the best thing to get the creative juices flowing, you know, to really feel the vibratory energy take over your soul?
Liquor?
Get the done quicker, but no. we both got the seltzes tonight.
The seltzes.
We ain't got no liquor. The seltzes. I'm thinking something a little bit more juvenile, something that takes us back, because we're trying to invoke that childhood like energy anyways. That's what acting is all about.
Riddles.
Well, I mean, I am thinking along the lines of word games. Keep going with it.
Word search. Crossword.
Word search. Okay, so finding words and putting them down on paper and circling them. And, you know, what is a... It brings me to crosswords. Crosswords asks you to provide a specific word, and you have to guess what that word is.
Mad Libs! Anything...
Yeah! Mad Libs!
Oh, I just sounded like James on Pokemon. All right.
Who's that?
What?
Who's James?
Jesse and James. Like Team Rocket?
Oh, yeah. Dope.
That'd be
dope.
A good couple's costume for us.
It would, after this Halloween where we're thing one and thing two.
Or we could do a double costume in one night.
I mean, duh.
But I would be Jesse in your jeans.
Obvi.
Alright, so, okay. All right.
So I'm thinking we start off and get our creative juices flowing with a little bit of Mad Libs, you know? Okay. And also, I haven't cracked open these, like, Mad Lib pads I've had forever, and I figured we could do the Diva Girl Mad Libs.
Sold.
Perfect. So just real quick, as Mad Libs is telling me to do, the first page is a quick review.
Okay.
In case you have forgotten what adjectives, adverbs, nouns, and verbs are, here's a quick review.
Okay. Tell them for the audience.
Exactly. An adjective. Describe something or somebody. Lumpy, soft, ugly, messy, and short.
What'd you call it?
An adverb tells how something is done. It modifies a verb. Literally, like, this should have just taught me in school. This is so much easier to understand than whatever my teachers were telling me.
Well, adverb is take a verb and make it like an action word, so you add like an ly to it.
Love that. So, like, modestly, stupidly, greedily, or carefully.
Yeah.
A noun is the name of a person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
An verb is an action word. Run, pitch, jump, and swim are verbs. But put the verbs in the past tense if the directions say past tense. Mm-hmm. Ran, pitched, jumped, and swam. When we ask for a place, we mean any sort of place. A country or city. Spain, Cleveland, or a room, bathroom, kitchen. Exclamation or silly word is sort of a funny sound, gasp, grunt, or outcry like wow, ouch, womp, ick, and gazooks. When we ask for specific words like a number, a color, an animal, or a part of the body, we mean a word that is one of those things like seven, blue, horse, or head. Right? And then when we ask for plural, it means more than one. For example, cat pluralized is cats. The best musical ever?
No.
Oh, wow. It was the longest running musical on Broadway for like a very, 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 very long
movie?
Time.
How's the movie? How's it go?
I mean, like, I'm not talking about the movie Cats. I'm talking about the Andrew Lloyd Webber stage show.
Did you see the movie?
Nah.
Me neither, but I heard beyond horrible things, so.
And that's the thing, everyone, you know, like, I heard there's a butthole version with, like, all the cats have buttholes.
Yeah, and they edited it out.
Yeah, like, but they couldn't edit the hand of whatever her name is who played.
I don't know. Okay, this isn't about cats. This is about Mad Libs, bitch.
Perfect. So. Ooh. Ready? I think I have the perfect one.
Oh. Okay. Wait, should I know what it's called? Or don't tell me the title, because I don't want to have a deposition. So just start with the first one, and then tell me the title, and then we'll read it.
Okay, perfect. This is so, are you ready?
Fun. Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes.
All right. Celebrity number one, female.
Oh, my God. Cher.
Amazing. Celebrity number two, female.
RuPaul.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Silly word.
Zoinks.
Same celebrity number two, female. Got that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Same celebrity, one female. Goodness gracious. Okay, adjective.
Frumpy.
Noun.
Magnifying glass.
Ooh. Ooh, this is a small line. Verb.
Fart.
Noun.
Viagra.
Occupation.
How about busboy?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Adjective.
Fluffy.
All right. Adjective.
Hard.
All right. Now this is a part one. Do you want to do part two at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to do, like, two separate ones, or you want this to be the whole one?
Well, we can do the whole thing, because it's like, if there's two parts, we might as well just finish it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, type of food.
Kale.
Adjective.
Moist.
Hmm. Like Betty Crocker herself. Sure. Color.
Tangerine.
Tangerine dream.
Dream, Annie.
Type of food, plural.
Oh, fortune cookies.
Ooh. Another small line. Adjective.
Slimy.
Occupation.
Lion tamer.
Ooh. adjective.
Hairy.
Ooh. All right. Silly word.
Jinkies.
I'm sensing a pattern. Right. Plural noun.
Golf balls.
Ooh. These are all over the place.
I know. That's my goal.
I love it.
Thank you.
Part of the body.
Ooh, index finger. I work in orthopedics. That is like, no, every bone in the body. I can't help that.
Adjective.
Broken.
Rain. On. Verb ending in ing.
Thrusting.
Ooh. I knew they become sexual at some point.
Me?
Same celebrity number one.
Sure.
And a place.
Ooh. Let's go with Abu Dhabi.
Abu? I did not
spell that right at all. Beautiful, by the way.
All right. Are you ready?
Are you ready? Yes.
Again, remember, these Mad Libs are from 2004, and they're for children.
Okay.
We have You Go Girl, part one and part two.
Oh, perfect that I said RuPaul. Okay.
Exactly.
Go on.
Girl number one. Hi there, this is Cher, and today I'm going to be interviewing RuPaul.
Yes.
On the success of her band, Hot Sink, which is taking the world by storm with a new hit single, Zoinks, Love.
That'd be a good song. Okay.
Hi, RuPaul. How are you doing today? Girl two. I'm great, Cher. How are you? Girl one. I'm just frumpy.
Same. Same, Cher. Same.
And I'm so happy that we're here to talk today. Can you tell me a little bit about the magnifying glass to success and how you were able to fought to get to where you are today? Girl two. Sure I can. Well, ever since I was a Viagra, I wanted to be a busboy. So I worked really fluffy in school and happened to meet the right people. It was a combination of hard work and hard luck that got me where I am today.
Yes.
Hard luck.
Yeah.
Girl one. Wow, that's awesome. Now, here are some questions from your fans. What is your favorite color and your favorite kale? Girl number two. Wow, my fans have some really moist questions.
Ooh.
Wow. I really like tangerine, and you just can't beat my mom's fortune cookies. Girl number one. Here's another question from one of your slimy fans.
Yeah.
Tell us about the moment you knew you were a straw lion tamer.
Yeah.
Girl number two. Oh, it was a really hairy moment. I was about to go on stage at the Jinkies Awards, and I could hear the golf ball screaming my name. It sent a shiver up my index finger.
Ooh.
Girl number one. Wow, that sounds broken.
Yep.
Well,
same.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for thrusting with me today. This is Cher coming to you from Abu Dhabi. Oh.
That was good, Mama. That was good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So. All right. The main event.
My dreams are coming true.
We got our improv games.
Hey.
All right. So, the main event, improv games. Stacy and I put a lot of time and dedication into compiling a list of the best verbal improv games.
And ones that also would be a challenge for us, because us being the skilled actors that we are, you know, we've played pretty much every improv game out there. So we really had to dig down to find some that would give us a good run for our money.
Well, this would be a good kind of transition into the games. So improv, I mean, we do it as games and stuff, but sometimes you have to do it, like, when you're actually in a show. So before we jump into the games really quick, can you remember, like, a quick moment where you were on stage? It could be, like, a musical theater show, a dancing show, whatever, where, like, you had to, like, think on your feet and improv really quickly?
Okay. Well, I have a few. We actually did a show
at... I said one. I said short, but go on. I love you. Okay. Say whatever you want, baby.
So, we actually at Oakland did, with Mr. Tony Guest, we did Comedy of Errors. Mm-hmm. But since we did it in, like, our Shakespeare class, it was in a main stage, we had to, like... It was basically like a comedy class that we took. And instead of doing like clowning or something like that, we did improv and tied it in with Shakespeare. So we did like a whole thing where we didn't really know how we were going to get into the show every single night, but somehow we did. And we played improv games beforehand, and it was like a really big group of trust to be able to navigate it and somehow start the show with each other and go into it. But I mean, there's been plenty of times other than that where it's like someone's forgotten a line or the lights go out mid-performance and you just have to figure it out.
Know. Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I mean, we did improv together before, I think, the nifty 50s.
Where we had to, well, you had to make up a two-person routine right before the show. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So speaking of you, Keith, what if you had to improv?
Like you said, I do have a few, but I'll just say one. I was in Legally Blonde, the musical, not the Oakland production. The first one I was in at Sterling Civic when I played Emmett, and it was the scene right before, Blood in the Water, you know, with Professor Callahan. And so we're in like the Harvard classroom or whatever, and he's supposed to come in and do his spiel and then lead into Blood in the Water. And we're all in the class, and that guy who played Professor Callahan just didn't come on. And this was a lot, like, this was an actual, like, weekend performance. So we're all kind of standing there, and everyone's looking at me, like, so scared, like, what's going on? And I'm like, so I had to, like, just jump in. I was like, oh, you know, Professor Callahan should be here any minute. I was like, did everyone have a good summer? Like, like, you never know. So then I think it was, like, a recorded performance. I can't remember. But I remember seeing a clip or something where it was, like, that blooper. And I remember seeing the guy who played Professor Callahan come in late, and he's like sprinting, like off stage. Like, you see him like run on and then go like center stage and come through the doors. I was like, oh, there he is. There's the guy. Like, you never know. It's live fucking theater. That's the beauty of it. Like,
exactly.
You can and most likely will go wrong in some way, you know?
And the show must go on.
The show must go on. So this, I feel like this is why, like, we warmed up with, like, these improv games. Because, like, when you're in live theater, like, this shit will happen. And you will have to think on your feet. You'll have to come up with something. You'll have to continue the show, basically.
Literally, the show must go on. You need to figure it out.
I have a tramp stamp that says that, actually, with an arrow. So,
for our Patreon, our patrons of our Patreon, that'll be uploaded to the Patreon.
That's a special exclusive $35 donation you have to unlock to see my tramp stamp that says the show must go on.
But to get the link to the Patreon,
you have to
you gotta email to Hoot.
We'll only link you if you reach out to Two Hoots and a Holler.
That's the number 2. H-O-O-T-Z.
And a Holler. like our
@gmail.com.
Right? Like our Gmail address is like my favorite thing about this podcast, I think. Like we took the time.
It's so good. It's so good. And guys, it's a working email. We're not kidding. Email us, no, please.
Seriously, this is a live email. Like, no sarcasm. This is an active account. Brooke, please email us.
Brooke, please.
Seriously, Brooke. Come on. You're on your computer. Send us.
You're there. You're there.
You're listening.
Exactly.
All right. So, going back to improv, we talked about our experience.
That was improv.
I mean, if you think about
this podcast.
And that's what I was just about to say. Like, our podcast is improv. Like, what I love about it so much is, like, listening to it and editing and stuff. It's like, this is just, like, a normal conversation between Stacey and I. Like, we did this for so long. We've been friends for, like, 8 years. Like, this is our normal conversation. Like, and we just found it funny enough that hopefully other people think it's funny.
I mean, Brooke does.
I mean, yeah, Brooke does. So that's all that really matters. To continue our love letter to Brooke.
Okay. Let me, let's explain the night.
Yes. You came up with it. You give me the rules.
Oh, okay. So basically I have a bunch of games that Keith and I composed. Composed of. And I have them on little sheets of paper and we're just going to pull them out of a hat and we're just going to play them. Some of them will be, there will be a drinking element added into it. Cause we're adults. And then some of them, you know, I don't think either of us have played all of these. I think we've only played a few.
Nope, I have not.
So yeah, we're just gonna go at it. So we don't know what we're gonna get, and neither do you.
Let's go on this
journey together.
And I won't give it fully away, but like we do have a little sketch we're gonna perform.
I have never seen.
That it's gonna be a cold read for Stacey, so that kinda counts as improv because she kinda has to like read character cues and like stage direction and things like that that I wrote in 2010. So that's going to be one of the options when we pull out of the hat. So,
All right, here we go.
You have it. Shake it up, pull one out, and we'll see what we'll play.
I want like the bingo sound, you know, when they're like doing the bingo.
Oh, like the balls.
Balls.
And the metal thing.
Yes. All right. First one is rant.
Why did I have a feeling when you snickered?
So this one is basically one of us is going to go on a rant. But the best part is that we're angry about three things. Okay. One of the things the person who's ranting will bring up, one of the topics. And then the other two topics of the rant will be decided on by the other player.
Yeah.
So for instance, Keith can say, hey, I hate penguins. And then I'll say, yeah, and don't you also hate mayonnaise and umbrellas? And then Keith will have to go on a rant involving all three pieces of information.
Yes.
So with that being said, Keith, are you ready?
Are you ready? Wait, am I going first?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, here we go. Let's take a drink for good luck. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Virtual cheers. Shout out to the pod.
All right.
Okay.
So, what's your one thing you're going to rant about?
You know what, Stacey? I just really hate magazines.
Wow, you hate magazines? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, don't you also like really despise popcorn sealing and oil changes?
Don't even get me fucking started on popcorn sealings. Every home magazine I look in, it advertises popcorn sealings every single page I fucking turn to. You would think a magazine would have different options other than popcorn sealing, but maybe I should stop reading fucking popcorn sealing magazine. And then you know what? As I'm flipping through it, I see an ad, $29.95 oil change with the purchase of 40 square feet of popcorn sealing.
And oh, I'm like, my.
Oh, the fuck am I reading this popcorn ceiling magazine? An oil changing auto comes into it. And I get so mad every time. I just cut out the oil change. I go to the oil change shop and say, you know what? I don't want the popcorn ceiling that I found in this magazine, but I do want that fucking oil change. So you're going to honor my oil change coupon without me getting a popcorn ceiling, or I will personally write to fucking Popcorn Ceiling Magazine and let them know that I'm unsubscribing. Thank you.
Amazing!
Oh.
Wow. You took me on a journey.
That was fun.
That was fun. Wow. Okay. Wow. That's going to be a tough act to follow. Let's see what I can do with that one. Okay. All right.
All right. Stacey, I have a question for you. What do you what? Hate? What do you hate?
You know,
mm-hmm.
I hate
mm-hmm.
walnuts.
Walnuts?
Walnuts.
Okay, but isn't it funny that you hate walnuts, but you also hate video games and palm trees?
Oh my god. I can't believe you brought those up. Because, like, you know what my worst fear is? You know what my worst fear is. My worst fear is when anyone asks you, like, hey, what would you take on a deserted island?
Right.
Like, if you were ever stranded there. And, like, my worst fear there is, like, the palm trees being constantly surrounded by them. Because what's the fucking point? And if we're really thinking about it, you can't get any nutritional value from those things. You're not getting any shade. You're not getting anything out of a fucking palm tree. It's fucking pointless. But I digress, because you know what's even worse than a palm tree?
Tell me.
A fucking palm tree with fucking walnuts. Because at least if I'm with a palm tree, I'm going to get a coconut, right? But why are we calling a coconut a nut, right? When we have walnuts, how are those two the fucking same thing? They're both disgusting. Don't even get me started. Oh my god, I can throw in any type of nut. Fuck a nutcracker, fuck a chestnut. Any type of nut is disgusting. But my one thing here is, why are they the same? Not only are they both disgusting, but they make no goddamn sense. And the worst part about it is that in any fucking video game that I fucking play nowadays, where am I? I'm stranded on a fucking desert island with fucking palm trees, and the only item I can find when I shake the goddamn palm tree is fucking walnuts. And it's driving me nuts.
Wow. The rage? And then you just, like, tied it all together in the end? Oh my gosh, that was great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Walnuts. I like that one. Like, that would be a game, like, I'd want to play down the line, because, like, it is completely thinking on your feet, like, you never know. That's
literally
a fun one. I like that one a lot.
I like it too. I think we should save this for a rainy day.
What, like, playing that game?
Like, anytime we want. I just think we should casually, like, even on phone calls with each other, just be like, what do you hate, dude?
Right, and then go into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's our new thing.
Wow, rant.
Wow, rant. Rant. All right, folks. Improv. I hope you're paying attention. There's a quiz at the end.
There's a quiz. You don't know what's coming. Keith
hate? You don't know what's coming. Yeah. We don't know what's coming. Let's go back into the jar.
The jar.
All right, what do you think it's going to be?
It's at random. I have no idea.
He said, she said.
Okay, this is gonna be fun. So I found this one today, and it's called He Said, She Said, which is also a hit song by Ashley Tisdale. Look it up. I like it a lot. So in this game, person number one, which we're gonna assign as Stack Rap, they're gonna say a random sentence, whatever. And then I'm person number two, and I have to follow up with whatever she says with he said dot dot dot, or she said dot dot dot. So she'll start off with the sentence, and then I don't know, you kind of probably understand more as you go along, but I have to start each sentence I say with he said or she said, and Stacey kind of has to follow the context and continue it, you know?
Yes. So basically it's like that movie Stranger Than Fiction. Oh. You're the narrator and I'm the person,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. So let's just play around with this one a little bit, and you start it off, and we'll see what I can tie together.
All right. Okay. I gotta get a good opening.
Of course, of course.
Opening line for this one.
Of course.
You know, the line for the airport today was just so long.
She said on her cracked iPhone 7.
Man, and that text that I just really hoped would go through obviously won't, because I'm not going to pay for Wi-Fi in an airport. What's the point?
The pilot said as the mortgage foreclosure is coming to his house.
I need to get the fuck out of here on this next flight because I don't know how I'm going to pay this.
She said as she put her phone away and checked her wallet.
Damn, that was my last $3.85 and I'm really craving some chips.
He said as the steward checked his Grindr account to see if he got any new messages.
I really need to up my radius because, you know, this town is super fucking dry.
He said as the closeted teen. He said as the closeted teen texted goodbye to his parents that he'd never come back to this podunk Arkansas town.
Please, we just want to know if you're all right. Please respond and reach out and just let us know that you're okay.
I can't, this is hard. He said, is the pilot, I don't know, like, flew to the ground, like, was about to crash, as the pilot almost crashed the plane.
I love you.
She said to herself as she looked in the mirror in the shit-smelling little bathroom on the plane.
I think I can fit!
He said as they finally strapped him into the seat. Couple more.
Sir, it's illegal to masturbate on an airplane.
She said as she was rethinking her career choice as a stewardess.
Man, I really wish I got those chips.
He said as he safely landed at LaGuardia. Yay!
Welcome to New York.
In New York. That's what it'll cut to. That was a good one, because it kind of, instead of making it like a conversation between two people, it was like different internal thoughts of people involved.
Literally the most chaotic movie scene there would ever be, but I could see it being written.
Have you ever seen the movie Airplane? If not, that's something. It's a great parody movie, and that kind of like those the vibes it was giving me.
Very much so.
Right. Okay, that was fun. I like that one too. Like,
do you want to do one more or no?
With you doing it.
I mean, sure. We can see.
Yeah. Let's flip off.
Okay. Let's flip off the bird.
Don't go there. I'm still mad about it. All right, so we're flipping roles. Stack is number two and has to start each sentence with he said, she said. Ready?
Can we do they? We're also going to do they said too, because fuck pronouns. Fuck the binary.
Okay.
Okay.
I want a divorce.
He said.
End of scene, baby. Oh my god. That is fucking hilarious. Do you want to do it again?
No, that's gold.
That's it. End of scene.
I'm going back into the pot.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Sorry. Did I, like, kind of blindside you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what
else. Right. Here we go. All right. Ooh. job interview.
Oh, this is fun. I do like this one. Okay.
So
we'll switch
this
off.
One.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, we will.
Go on.
So this one is person one and person two are in an interview. Right. Person one will be the interviewer and person two will be the interviewee. Now, here's the catch. Person two doesn't know what job they're being interviewed for. So the interviewer will be asking questions, you know, for instance, are you good at holding on to things as they spin? And person two will have to answer the question like they want to get the job, but then they will keep answering the questions and being asked questions until they figure out what job they are being interviewed for.
Right. That's so fun.
I'm so like, excited. So
respond to like a job ad, but like you have no idea like what it entails, like what it's like the title is, like.
And you went on to Craigslist and you just started poking around in the dark.
Yeah, and you could end up find
something either very hairy,
or frumpy,
or frumpy, or sure,
sure. All right. Which one would you prefer to do first? You want me to interview you?
I'll be the interviewee first.
All right. Let me think of a position then. One second. No, I want this to be good, but I don't want it to be, like, too easy. So let's see. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. So thank you for coming in for this interview.
Absolutely.
We just really want to hire someone who's like a really good listener, you know, like can get the job done, but can like fully listen to what's going on. Do you have experience with that?
Oh yeah. I listen all the time to everything. I mean, like I'm a hearing person, so I can absorb those sound waves and process them in my brain and fully comprehend what someone is saying.
Okay. Yeah. But you say you're a very hearing person, but I hope that doesn't involve gossip, because a lot of gossip can go on here and I hate that. I fucking hate gossip. So can you listen to your clientele, but not listen to what's going on around you?
Oh, 100%. You know, if they ain't paying no bills, I ain't gonna pay them no mind. 100%. I you know, can just zone in on what the task and what the focus needs to be, and you know, everything else can become white noise very easily.
Okay, all right, that's good. Now, in this industry, looks are very, very important. Now, do you feel like you would come to work, you know, very dressed up and looking pretty all the time, or are you like a little frumpy?
I'm a 10 in whatever category you need me to be that day, that time, that hour.
All right. So, the hours in this position can be kind of sporadic, but you also work off tips. Is that something you've done before?
Oh yeah. All about creating that great guest experience.
Right, exactly. Now, if one of our guests complained of the work that you did to them, how would you handle that? Would you fight back? What would you do?
Well, I think you need to reciprocate whatever is being done to you. So if, you know, let's say for instance a John decides to put their hands on me.
Oh my. Oh, okay. Go on.
There.
Okay. Continue. What the fuck? All right.
I mean, was this not the job for the stripping position?
Oh no, sweaty. I'm sorry. We don't strip here. I mean, some of our offices focus on only men. Some of them focus on only women. And then some of your other, you know, shops focus on men and women. So do you get along with all genders and all pronouns, or?
Yeah, like, gender is a social construct. Yeah, right.
Right, right. And so do you prefer working on the males more or the females?
Who's paying more?
I mean, like I mentioned, it's all via tip, so that's not something I can, like, really focus on.
In your personal experience, though, like, who has given you more money?
Wait a second. Bitch, who's the interviewer here? All right. Now, my next question. If someone came to you and showed you a picture in the magazine and said, you know, I want to look like this, would you be able to do that, or would you just kind of do your own thing?
You know, it's whatever the guest wants when they sit down in my chair. You know, I really just want to make sure that they feel like $1 million when they walk out.
Now, when you say chair... Do you know exactly what kind of facility this is?
I just got my cosmetology license. I'm really excited to start working in a salon.
Now, we don't offer that full range here. We only focus on kind of one part of the body. I mean, if you have a degree in cosmetology, that's great. But, you know, people sitting in your chair and...
I mean, if they want the hair removed instead of styled, we can do that too.
You know what? You're hired at Pimps R Us Haircuts. Congratulations. I knew you'd be fucking good at that one because you're like the best, like, on your feet, like, get the job person. Like, I know.
Oh. Dude, I had no idea where you were going for half of it.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was good. That was fun. That was really a lot of fun.
Oh, I like that one a lot, too.
I'll put it in the list.
That was fun. Okay.
I just hope that when people write in to HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com, they also can share the experience I had of, like, understanding I wasn't far off with your question
towards the end. Yeah. You thought it was like a prostitution ring for a little bit.
I mean, like, at first I was like, what? Because the thing that threw me off was the gossip piece at first.
Ah,
it was good. It was real good. Kudos to you. Okay, that was great.
That was fun. All right, think of a career and start one for me.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm ready.
Hi there.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're just so excited to, you know, have the next kind of bright mind start working with us, and we hope you're it.
Oh, I mean, if I could use one adjective to describe my mind, I would honestly say bright. So it's really funny that you said that, because I feel like I am bright.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That's amazing. And that's, you know, something that we really want our client to have. But we need you to be a little bit more than bright, too. So, you know, I just want to ask your opinion on a few things, if you don't mind.
Oh, I mean, I'm here for an interview. So, that's good.
Oh, you're a funny one. Okay.
And bright.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me again.
So, first things first, you know, can you just tell me what, like, complimentary colors are?
Oh, complimentary colors. Let me pull up a color wheel really quick. Complementary colors are colors of the opposite side of whatever color it's on. So you just kind of, like, if it's, like, a circle, like, a bunch of dividing lines, you see the color, and then you go to, like, right across from it, and those colors, like, complement each other. So, like, as an artist, like, I got my BA at Juilliard in art, and I'm just really good at just painting, knowing what colors go together, and that's, with that degree, I just feel like I'd, like, really fit into this job.
Oh, you actually at Juilliard, you know, like, we had someone who worked for, who was from Juilliard before, and, you know, she was just, like, a little pretentious for what we do here at this firm, and came on a little too art snooty, if you know what I mean. I thought she was the next Bob Ross, but what we're looking for is someone who can play well with those colors, but not necessarily, you know, do it themselves, if you know what I mean by that. You know, we have a team that you can be working with.
Yeah, well, it's so funny. My mom actually owned an interior design company. So, like, growing up, I just always had this eye for, like, what looked good, what, like, went together. So, like, I would just bring my degree from Juilliard in addition to my mother just, like, training me to the naked eye what looks good. Like, I just feel like I'd be a great addition to your firm to just really, like, bring it all together, you know?
Oh, 100%. You know, like, interior design is a very, very, very big, you know,
right.
Undertaking.
Okay.
Oh, you thought you were here for that?
I don't believe I said that, but go on, sir.
Oh, go on, human. Thank you very much. So the one thing here about interior design.
Okay.
Is that they're the ones that get paid more than you, the interior designers. What we would need more of is, as one would say, the lesbian of the group. Of this kind of collective.
Oh, wait, I didn't mention I have lesbian moms? I'm sorry. Yes, my one mom is an interior designer.
Oh, such a gay choice. Love 100%.
But the other one really works in the, like, construction of things. Like, she can whip together a wooden bench faster than you can say Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh, I'm from the South. I'm from Tennessee, by the way.
Of course.
So, like, growing up with lesbian moms, my one being in the interior designer, like, picking out what looks good, and then my other lesbian mom, Barb, she really, like, had me work with my hands, kind of get down to the nitty gritty of things, and just, you know, just those combined two together. Like, I can build a bench and I can paint it, you know, like, it's whatever you need me to be.
We need me, someone who is well versed in a lot of those things, because there's a kind of showy type of energy that's associated with this role. You know, we're replacing someone who is very beloved by those who participated and also watched. And so we need someone to be able to really own not only the general vibe, as one would say, the vibe check of what we do here, but then also has the knowledge to be able to, you know, educate those that are tuning in, you know?
Right. Well, it's funny you say that, because I don't want to spread rumors or anything, but I'm sure you've watched HGTV and the Property Brothers. I was romantically involved with both of them
at
the same time. You know what? They're into that. So if I was able to, like, host this, like, home decorating show or home renovation show, I have the intel, because both of the brothers, they put it in me. They just put it in me.
Well, you know what? You're hired. When can you start?
What's your vacation policy? Wait,
amazing.
What was the title? What's the title?
I wanted you to be a host of a like a renovation show.
Yes.
I was thinking like Paige from Trading Places, the TLC show.
Okay. Okay.
But I definitely was thinking like host of like a home improvement situation.
Oh my god. That was
great.
So fun.
Like, I'm so glad.
I love that. Like we should do like an improv part two episode. Like it's fun.
We should. Okay, I'll save all the papers. All right. Cool. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do another one. And then I kinda have to pee again, but I could probably do one more without peeing.
Well, because guess what?
What?
We only asking questions.
Okay, explain the rules, please.
So questions game is that we need to have an entire conversation with only questions, with only asking each other questions. Now, do we want to make it harder and make it so that we can't ask one word questions?
Oh, like what?
What?
What about, can you say like, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's fine, I think.
Okay.
But we can't do one word.
So no one word sentences. Okay. Got it.
Does that work?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right. So.
Do you want to start it or do you want me to?
I can do it.
All right. So what is this improv game number 4? How many have we done so far?
I think this is 4.
That's impressive. This is fun.
I know. This is great. This is such a good night.
It is.
All right. How in the fucking hell did we wind up here?
You know how I... Wait, fuck! Okay.
I win!
No, wait, fuck you. Say it again. I know what I wanted to say, but I worded it wrong. So go away. Go away. That was a Freudian slip, if I've ever heard one. Say that exact thing again, and...
Now, how in the hell did we wind up here?
What did I tell you about that language?
Why are you always nitpicking my vocabulary?
Why can't you use better words than cuss words?
Well, why don't you let me express myself the way I want to express myself?
Why did you just say my shelf?
Why can't you just stop criticizing my fucking vocabulary?
Why can't you focus on what's really important here?
Why can't you focus on getting us the hell out of here?
Why can't you realize I lost my map and my phone is dead?
Wait, what do you mean you lost the map?
Do you have the map?
Why would I have the map?
Do you have the address?
Why do you keep asking me these questions? Is my name Dora? I win!
No, you didn't win. I laughed. Okay,
that's the whole point. Okay, ready? Your turn. Start us off.
Oh, with a new one?
Yeah. We gotta restart. We gotta, like, keep it up.
All right,
Once someone loses it, we...
I didn't lose it. I laughed.
And that's you losing. It's like you never played a game before.
Bullshit. All right, ready? Oh, you lost. Ready?
Oh, it's that kind of night.
Ooh, it's that kind of night. All right, ready?
Ready.
Why did you bring that here?
Was I not supposed to?
What did I tell you about bringing that into my fucking house?
What do you mean? What did you tell me? We haven't talked in 2 days.
Oh, fuck. No. No. See, you set me up for that one because the number one rule of improv is don't turn your partner down. You turned me down right away and I had to think on my feet. All right. I'm starting again with a new one. Ready? Ready?
Okay.
Why didn't you take out the garbage?
Was it my day to?
What did I tell you about leaving your garbage on my side of the room?
Why did you
lost? Ha! You
someone's
laugh.
A little someone's a little butthurt. Someone's a little butthurt.
I take offense to that because I'm gay, so maybe
Well, so am I, so
yeah, but all right, I'll start a new one.
Okay.
Why did I find Scooby-Doo fanfic on your computer?
Why were you going through my computer?
Why did you make Fred have an 11-inch dick?
Why would he not have an 11-inch dick?
Why is Scooby involved in this? Are you into bestiality, Sandra?
What if I was?
What if I told you that I like Scooby-Doo fanfic too?
Wow. Why don't we find out what happens when we read one?
Don't you realize that I'm your mother-in-law?
Since when did you become my mother-in-law? When was the wedding?
Were you not invited to the wedding?
Where did my invitation get sent?
Where were you on December 11th?
Why are you asking about that specific date?
Why weren't you at my wedding to your father?
Why didn't you invite me?
Why did you make Velma a lesbian?
Isn't she not?
Isn't Daphne a lesbian?
I wish.
That's what a question you asked.
I know.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
We're doing a lot of whys. We need to change up the whys.
Sure.
What? Okay. Oh. All right. What are you doing in my swamp?
What is your nationality, sir?
She better. Okay, your turn.
Oh, damn. Okay. How did you even get chlamydia?
What's chlamydia?
You don't know what an STD is?
Why should I know what an STD is?
Aren't you 27?
What's it to ya? That was good.
That was good. All right, you do one more. We'll end this one. You start it.
This one's fun.
This is fun.
It's supposed to go fast. That's why I like this one.
Me too. What's it to you? That was fucking funny. All right.
What's on the specials tonight?
Did you not read the fucking menu?
Where can I get a menu?
Did the hostess not give you one?
Obviously, if I'm asking.
That's not a question.
I know. Do another one.
All right, fine. I'll do one more. Wait, I'm gonna think of a good one. Why is there lipstick on your collar?
What color is it?
How late were you out last night?
What color is it?
What time did you get home?
What's it to ya? Watotsi.
What's that from?
Cher from Burlesque.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that reference.
Wagon House Watotsi, what's it to ya?
You sound like Lene from college.
Come on, let me get my drum.
Oh my god. Oh,
I'm crying.
This is so. I'm like legit in such good spirits right now. Playing
this
these.
Is amazing.
Oh, all right. So I think it's time to bust out the sketch from my senior year of high school.
I think we're warmed up enough.
We're warmed up. We got the improv games in. Now I went ahead and graciously typed this up on our Google Doc. It has its own little individual tab. So if you can get into the Google Doc, there's three characters in this show. Okay. Don't read anything yet, though. I want this to be a cold read.
I know. All I've read is characters, Liz, Justin, and Justin's mother.
Right. So, Stacy, I wholeheartedly cast you as the best role in the show.
Liz's mother? Justin's mother?
Justin's mother.
Yes.
Now, when we start this, we can switch off between Justin and Liz because they just talk back to back more in the beginning. But once the mother comes in, I'm going to take over both Justin and Liz because the mother is more featured.
Okay.
Jumps off these characters. Now, little backstory really quick. So, like I said, I wrote this skit in high school. And I kind of based the character of Justin off this guy I went to high school with, who I will not name. But say their name.
Say their name.
I will not name. But this boy I went to school with, we were friends. And his mom was just very overbearing. They were a very strong religious background.
Sounds like a recurring theme in your life.
What?
People with very strong religious backgrounds.
Oh, religious boy? Okay. No, so this person I based the sketch off of, and to put it into perspective, and this would probably give it away for people listening, but I'm sure this individual would not ever hear this. This person got cast in Rent the Musical, and it was like the high school edition, so a lot of the stuff was taken out. And his mother pulled him from the show and wouldn't let him do it. Because
of... Oh, I was going to say, my stage mom ass would say, we're not doing the original, my baby's out.
Exactly, yeah. No, it was just, I don't agree with this content, he won't be in the show, made him drop the show. Now, the funny thing is, when we performed this sketch in Mr. Erickson's acting class in high school, this individual, little did I know, was coming to watch the sketches. And literally, Stack, I had like a panic attack. I was like, he's going to find out it's him. He's going to get the reference, blah, blah, blah. There was a line in it that I actually did cut that was like a reference to Rent. And I told the person playing the mom, I was like, okay, cut this line. Like, you can't say this right now. Like, I had no idea. So basically, this is the sketch. In the beginning, you and I will flip back between Justin and Liz. But then once the mother comes in, aka you, I'm going to be Justin and Liz, okay?
Okay, so who do you want me to be first?
Liz.
Okay.
So you're Liz, I'm Justin. But when the mother's first line comes in, and you'll see it, you're permanently just the mom for the rest of the sketch, okay?
Okay.
Because it's more like bouncing off Liz and Justin. So anyway, so untitled, I just didn't give it a name. And then I wrote a skit Keith wrote in Mr. Erickson's class in 2010. Characters, Liz, Justin, and Justin's mother. Setting, a non-identified nice restaurant. Time. Okay. Present. And let me just reiterate, Stacy has not read this before. Like, this is brand new. She is brand cold new. Reading, improving, and I do hope you like it because I think it's funny. But let's see where it goes. And you start off as Liz, I'm Justin, and then when mom comes in, you're the mom for the rest of it. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
And action.
Oh, Justin, I'm so nervous to meet your mother. What if she doesn't like me?
Well, Liz, I'm not going to lie to you. She probably won't.
What? She hasn't even met me yet. How could she not like me already?
Well, you're a girl, and I'm dating you, and I've never had a girlfriend before. My mom always said they distract from my multiple after-school activities.
Wait. Does your mother know we're dating yet?
Not exactly, but she's smart. She'll figure it out anyway.
I can't go through this tonight. I have to go.
Liz, wait. We already made reservations. It's 7 p.m. and my mom should be here any minute now. It'll all work out.
Table for one? Can't you tell that I am a strong businesswoman who would never dine alone? Where's my son? Get out of my way.
Mother's here. Justin, Mom, sit down. Nice to meet you, Mrs.
Scotch on the rocks and keep them coming.
Mom, you know you get angry when you drink in public.
Shut up, my precious angel. Come on, tick, 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 my drink awaits.
So, Mom, this is my girlfriend, Liz.
Liz, eh? She sounds pretty foreign to me. Are you of the Mexican descent? Sweetie, you know I don't like immigrants.
It's actually French. It's short for Elizabeth.
Oh, touche, Elizabeth. Now show me your green card before we continue this conversation.
I was born in the United States
of America. Don't care now, chica! Let's turn the conversation over to something a little more light. What's your view on abortion? You see? This is another illegal immigrant who wants to kill your future baby!
Mom, I don't think...
Fine. We will talk about something less controversial. Politics.
Okay, well, I personally believe...
In my opinion, Republicans and Democrats have no power. In my perfect world, I rule. I have all the power, and if you disagree with me, you're out, no questions asked.
Isn't that called a dictatorship?
This one has got quite the mouth. How did your parents raise you in that... barrio of yours.
I'm not Mexican.
Oh, so you're calling me a liar. Justin, I'm disappointed in you. I thought I raised you better than to date someone Mexican, abortion-loving, liberal devil.
I'm not the devil.
Oh, well, the devil comes in many forms, sweetie, and my Justin will have to learn that.
That's it. I'm out of here. Justin, you can text me later tonight, but I cannot stand one more minute with your mother. Goodbye. Liz exits. Liz, wait!
Well, you're welcome.
For what, Mom? I really liked her.
Well, honey, this may be my fifth scotch talking, but you can do better.
I'll see you at home, Mom.
Waiter, do you have a disappointing son on the menu? Because that's not what I ordered tonight. Oh, well. I'm obsessed with it.
We just had to write like a short like comedy sketch with the class, and that was mine.
I love this final line. Do you have disappointing sun on the menu? Because that's not what I ordered tonight.
I still say to this day, touche, Elizabeth. Like, it just like stuck with me. I don't know why. Like, just touche, Elizabeth.
I like this. We should like really work on this.
I feel like you could like expand more, like.
Yeah, like I went through a range of just playing with that.
Right, you could do it like so many different ways, like with different lines, you know, like.
Yes, I love that. That was a great. Oh, we're gonna do this more.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was fun.
I love it. We're leaving it on the Google Doc.
Elizabeth. Yeah, it's saved on the Google Doc for sure.
I like have very Grinch vibes with some of it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like touche Elizabeth is very Grinch vibes to me.
Touche Elizabeth.
Touche Elizabeth.
Touche Elizabeth.
Now let me see your green card before we continue this conversation. It's the Grinch. Like it's, the mother it's
basically,
is the Grinch.
Yeah, it's the Grinch in mother form, basically.
And it's Cindy Lou Who as Liz.
Oh, 100%.
Don't care now, chica.
now, chica.
Now, chica.
Right. And now it's like also kind of cool that like this was 10 years ago before you knew me. And it's like my comedy, like kind of in something else. Right.
Now let's turn the conversation to something a little more light. What's your view on abortion? You see? Fine, fine, fine. We'll talk about something less controversial. Politics. In my opinion. Republicans and Democrats have no power. In a perfect world, I rule, where I have all the power. And if you disagree with me, you're out. No questions asked. Oh, it's good. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, I seriously, like, I had it, like, in a notebook from high school. And I remember I, like, typed it up because I had a couple friends in the class, like, perform it. But yeah. I don't know where that typed up version is. But I still have the notebook that I first wrote it in. And I just wrote, put it in our Google Doc.
Put it on the Google Doc.
Put it on the Google Doc. All right. Well, we did a really good chunk of improv games.
Oh, we did. We did have so much content, so many hours of improv.
I mean, we could come up with more. Like, it's so fun. We had a lot of laughs out of that.
Literally a lot of laughs. I'm exhausted from laughing.
Right. And if we get a lot of positive responses emailed to twohootsandaholler.com, we may do an improv game night two. Who knows?
Oh, my gosh.
It's possible.
We revisit the favorite.
Exactly.
We try a new one.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I would do some of the ones we did, like, again, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
That was fun, Mama.
It was fun. Excellent progress.
So, as we said before, if you're enjoying our content, reach out to us at twohootsandaholler@gmail.com. And let us know what you like. And we got a great lineup for you coming up. We already have our next couple episodes planned out.
Oh, and there's some good ones.
Yeah, they are. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to them. And I was looking forward to this one. And I feel like it was a lot of fun. And people will enjoy it.
Absolutely. Like, we might have a guest coming on soon.
Right. I have to confirm with said guest if they are available. Because they have a very... very book exclusive schedule, so I have to reach out to them through their secretary and just kind of like book this, and hopefully they're available for next week, and we'll have a very special guest on next
week's
topic. Uh-huh.
And it should be a lot of fun. We're like a continuation, a follow-up of a story that we all are expecting closure on.
Exactly. And we won't say exactly, but if you listen to the first four episodes, you may get a hint as to a topic that was unresolved, maybe.
Yeah, I would say. And also we were exposed to some new plot points in a story we never thought that we would get to as well, that we also need to conclude.
Mm-hmm. And if that's not enough of a cliffhanger to make you tune into episode 6, I don't know what is. Do you?
I don't know what is. No, okay. I have no idea.
All right, perfect. Well, this is Keith and Stack logging off. Didn't we say our catchphrase for the log off would be keep in touch?
I think it was keep in touch.
Keep in touch, yeah. Because when a recent employee at work left at work for me, I didn't know what else to say, but keep in touch. And
then I think you said it to her again, making it to keep in touch.
I said it two times within like 5 minutes of her little going away get together. Keep in touch. I didn't know what else to say. So it just automatically came out.
And keep in touch.
Keep in touch. And
keep in touch.
Keep in touch. And this was a lot of fun tonight.
It was a lot of fun. And think we can have a lot more fun if you keep in touch.
Yeah, as long as you keep in touch, we'll continue to have more fun, you know?
Oh, yeah, and it just totally relies on you, you know, like, reaching out and, like, keeping in touch.
Right, and what it all really boils down to, I might have said this, like, a few minutes earlier, but I just want to reinstate one more time. Keep in touch.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, like, especially, I don't know if you heard it the first time clear enough.
No, I didn't.
Keep in touch.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye, Stack Rap.
Keep in touch, Keith again. Keep in
touch, baby.
I'd fuck the Wanzler.